The $20 million 72-bed facility is scheduled to open next year and will be the third such home in the state. Brian Marshall with the Department of Veterans Affairs says there is a need for such a facility to serve northwestern Wisconsin.
Very nice to have a new facility being built for our veterans. It kind of goes back to our mission is to work on behalf of our Wisconsin veterans community. The veterans, their families, and their spouses, in recognition of their service and sacrifice to our state and nation.
The state's two other facilities are in King and Union Grove. Marshall says the home for elderly and disabled veterans will be laid out in a neighborhood concept with an atmosphere that is more home-like instead of institutional. The home will be named after John R. Moses, a World War II veteran who served 21 years as Wisconsin's Secretary of Veterans Affairs. In Chippewa Falls, I'm Dan Lee on the Wisconsin Radio Network.